Rave Radio.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of AV Insider. Today I have Howard Gladstone, CEO of Plytron. They are an OEM manufacturer. They engineer and manufacture toroidal transformer, and I will introduce him 1 second. As always, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Hypersign and Atlas Sound. If you're doing digital signage, and I myself just recently got into this because I'm silly and there's lots of money to be made in the digital signage industry, it's everywhere. Specifically, I think commercial. Go to hypersign.com, check them out. If you're doing anything else, obviously audio, video, racks, mounts, mic stands, everything, you can go to atlassound.com and check them out and get any of that stuff I had just mentioned. Also, I mentioned Howard Gladstone. Thank you for being on the show this evening. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Johnny.
As I had mentioned, Howard, you are the CEO of Plytron, and Plytron is two things, to my knowledge. You guys engineer and manufacture toroidal transformers for other high-end companies, which I will have you mention here shortly. And you also have another product, which you can correct me on. You said it's like a family product? Is that what you called it?
A consumer level or an installation level product.
More consumer level product. And that is the Taurus Power, which I'll have you cover in just a second as well. I'd like to have, if you could, kind of give me a background of Plytron as a company, and then we can get into Taurus, if you don't mind.
No, it's a pleasure. Well, Plytron Manufacturing, we are a company in Toronto, Canada, and we've been in business for close to 30 years now. And our main activity is design and engineering and manufacturing of toroidal transformers with a specialty in the audio and audio-video industries. And over the years, we have dealt with and still work closely with a number of companies, and I can mention some of the companies that use our products. This is, in other words, OEM products. They buy transformers that we engineer and design and manufacture for them, use them in their products. And such companies as Krell Amplification, Pass Labs Amplification, Bryston Manufacturing here up here in Canada, Krell Amplifiers in the U.S. and Connecticut specifically, and quite a few others. So that is sort of the heritage of us dealing with sort of the creme de la creme.
Also, Macintosh is what you mentioned.
No,
it's okay. Not to step on your toes there, but I think you mentioned it earlier when I was making mistakes on my mic.
Absolutely right. Now, Macintosh in Binghamton, New York as well has been a very long-term customer making high-quality products. So that's our heritage of designing and building, you know, the highest quality toroidal transformers. And we are very aware of the requirements of the audio industry and AV industry for clean power. And because of our intimate knowledge, and we do done a lot of research over the years, and we discovered that toroidal transformers use the as isolation devices could effectively clean the power lines. So we developed the Taurus power line as a package power product. In other words, not an OEM product, but a product that we sell into the AV industry to act as a full range of power conditioning using this core technology. And, you know, we'll get into more detail, but using toroidal transformers as our core technology for isolation.
So that's how you came up with the Taurus power line?
Yes, it was actually through a number of things, but it was through the research and development we had undertaken for the audio industry to discover what will affect amplifier performance and certainly noise on the power lines that could be transmitted into the amplifier is a cause of noise. And so we've done research on that, and then, you know, looking at the market of what other products were out there, we came to the conclusion that there still is almost nobody using isolation transformers as line filters and power conditioners. So yeah, it was a combination of things, but it had to do with our deep involvement in the audio industry.
And to my knowledge, with toroidal transformers, I mean, in general, not specific to AV products, but a toroidal transformer, at least to my knowledge, is extremely quiet, correct?
Yes, they are. I mean, they have to be designed and manufactured correctly. There are inferior toroidal transformers, like there are inferior any other product, but a properly designed toroid and properly engineered one should be quieter. For example, like a standard transformer has separate laminations that are stacked together, but they're separate pieces of steel. Whereas a toroidal transformer is a single piece of steel in the core. It's wound sort of like into a very tight spring, and more like, sorry, a ribbon, I would say. But it's not separate pieces. It's a single piece. So there's basically very little that can make noise in terms of excitation and vibration. So yes, it is correct. They are inherently quieter.
And the, I mean, I obviously a lot of like the other audio high-end audio companies you had mentioned use your product for certain reasons. Obviously, they're quite well. And for most people, you know, like talk about Krell, Macintosh, Pass Labs, and things like that. You're kind of like a, for lack of a better word or saying, is like the wizard behind Wizard of Oz or of Oz in general. Building, you know, the products inside, you know, what the people see. Now, regarding the Taurus line, I see you have actually several different series within Taurus Power. You have like the IS series, you have RM series, AVR series, AVR2, and the TOT series. Can you touch a little bit on those and, you know, how they're different and what exactly we're looking at there?
Yeah, well, certainly I'd be happy to do that. I mean, if people want to get a good understanding, if they go to the website, which is toruspower.com, they can explore this in more detail. Basically, we have six basic technologies that we describe on our website, and the difference in the products are how many of the technologies are implemented in each of the series. But before I even do that, one of the things maybe I should mention is that we make a range of products that go up to 100 amps, and I think that is one of the major differences between us and almost every other manufacturer on the market, is that most products that can fit in a rack are typically rated 15 or 20 amps,
Right.
but we can make very large transformers, and we some of our most popular products are in the larger scale range, like 60 amps and 100 amps. So in other words, if we're looking at large scale applications that would require three smaller power conditioners, Taurus Power can fill the bill with a single 60 amp. It has a lot of different advantages by doing that. So I just wanted to mention that first, but then coming back to your question about the difference between the series, what's common to all of our products are three technologies, which are using the toroidal transformer as an isolation device, using it as a noise filter, and then also, which is quite a really great feature, is that using a toroidal transformer close to an amplifier gives it the capability to have high instantaneous levels of current. Much more than you would if it was just plugged directly into the wall, where the actual power source, the transformer, might be quite a distance away. So those three features, the high instantaneous current, the isolation, and the noise filtering, which we call NBT, are common to all the series. And the that's that ex exists in the IS series, for example. And then the RM series. We also add a level of protection, surge suppression to protect against lightning strikes and voltage sags and so on. And that feature is added. So that's the fourth feature added
Okay.
to the RM series. And we go up into the two other series, AVR and AVR2. Those add some of the features that are becoming almost necessities in the CI industries, the Ethernet monitoring, and there's two different levels of monitoring available: basic monitoring in the AVR series, and more sophisticated monitoring with zone control and so on in the AVR 2 series. And you know, that's certainly a strong direction the CI industry has taken. And then AVR also stands for automatic voltage regulation. So those two models, AVR and AVR 2, provide automatic voltage regulation as an additional feature. And again, we have models, you know, from as low as 10 or 15 amps up to 100 amps.
Yeah, that's rather large load for...
They are. And, you know, you need a small army to move some of these products.
I can imagine.
And then the TOT series is our... we also call that the TOT series. That is sort of a lower cost product designed to be more affordable. I mean, because our products, while not overly priced, are not inexpensive. But, you know, the TOT series, we've got power conditioners around under $1,000 to $1,200. So more affordable.
Well, I can imagine if you're handling or able to handle a 60 to 100 amp load, I can imagine, you know, there's a lot of electronics in there. You know, it's going to cost a bit more than someone at just, you know, a couple outlets and, you know, a regular 15 amp to 20 amp load.
Well, you're right. And, you know, for example, a lot of the power conditioners that are on the market, and there are a couple of exceptions, and there's a couple of products out there that are quite decent up to the 15 or 20 amp range. But most of the products out there basically use components such as capacitors, resistors, and as filter networks, which is okay, but doing that approach, you don't have the current capability. There's no enhanced current capability that you would get with the high level of current that we offer with the Taurus. So that's a major difference. And then, you know, the transformers are heavy.
They're extremely heavy.
Steel cores and copper wire. And, you know, some of our 100 amp units weigh over almost 250 pounds.
Jeez. Now, just kind of looking at the different series here at a glance, some of them have your standard power switch, but some of them look like they have three power. Is that because there's different loads that they can power on and off or things like that, or banks, if you will?
Yeah, that's actually a really good example. That's right on the homepage of our website. You can see that picture, the AVR2. That, remember I was mentioning about the higher power? So that's a 60 amp unit that has three off one transformer. There's three separate 20 amp units. So those three 20 amp units combine to give 60 amps off one unit, and there's three separate circuits. So each circuit has its own switch.
Okay, so it's like a 60 amp transformer with three 20 amp outputs?
Three 20 amp circuits.
Circuits, okay.
Yeah, on the back of that model, the 60 amp model, there are, 18 outlets. Whoa. So, three per circuit. So, six outlets per circuit.
Kind of going back to what you were saying earlier with the, you know, once you get into the different models, you have, you know, what, like I said, is almost should be and it's kind of becoming a standard feature on these items is Ethernet monitoring.
Yes, that's correct. On the AVR and AVR2 series, that is the Ethernet monitoring is available.
Is it only monitoring, or is it also control? Like, can
control.
I log in and, you know, turn on and like off certain loads, things like that?
A very good question. Control as well. There is a built-in web browser, so each one of these has an IP address, so you can then, put the IP address into the browser. The built-in web browser opens up and allows you to monitor and control and schedule and sequence and all of the outlets.
Let's see here.
And then there's a third-party service such as Ahiji, which some of your listeners I'm certainly are familiar with, that allows the integrator to monitor all their installations on a single site.
Is a Ahiji affiliate to your company?
No, it's an independent company.
I'm familiar with them. I'm actually in talks with them directly.
IHIJI.
Yeah, I was just curious if that was a some sort of affiliate to your company. So with Taurus Power, do you plan on any other or any in the future planning moving forward with any other products as far as power lines? I mean, this is I don't know if power conditioning is a correct word, but any sort of like power regeneration where you take power and then clean it and make clean AC or anything like that, or
We're not thinking of that. I mean, that is one approach, and certainly that's the approach taken by UPSs, but and some other consumer level products. But we have found that approach is not that, in our opinion, is not that useful. Again, I think the main some of the limitations are that you don't have the extra current capability, and that's a significant advantage that you get. Now, we intend to continue to enhance toroidal technology, and you know, our approach will be to continue to use toroidal transformers as isolation devices as our core technology, and not go in other directions.
That being said, I mean, are there any new Taurus Power products in the work that you can kind of mention or anything like that, or not as of yet?
Well, I think the direction we are pursuing, and I don't think it's any surprise to any of the installers, is to continue to enhance the monitoring and control features. I think that's the most important area, and keep up with the trends. I mean, that's probably the most important direction that the industry has taken. I think our core technology of toroidal isolation and surge suppression and is really good. And, you know, I think we're fairly unique in having products with the variety of features and in the power ranges that I've described up to 100 amps. But I think that's the main thing would be to continue to enhance control monitoring features.
Now, have you gotten any unusual requests, or is there a request that you're constantly being asked for that maybe you're in the works of already, or anything like that?
I don't want to pat ourselves on the back at all.
You've got to that level, or
we're right. Open to any suggestions from users and potential users who find shortcomings in our product, but. We have overall, I think we have close to 200 products in our line, and there hasn't been many applications we've not been able to satisfy.
Are all your Taurus Power products rack mountable?
Well, we have actually. That's a great question as well. We have all the ones you've looked at are rack mountable.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the same. Technology in what we call wall mount products and also standalone products. Wall mount products are like an electrical box with the same circuitry, but they allow the installer to install outlets anywhere in the room. So in other words, you can plug in. So in other words, for new builds and retrofits,
okay,
you use a wall mount product, put it near the panel, let's say, or you know, as close to the equipment as you can. But it doesn't have to go on the rack, and then you connect it to the main power, and then feed out the component outlets, mount them in the wall where the products will be used. So we provide great flexibility by having these wall mount products, and then we also have a product called the All-in-One, which is basically an electrical panel with built-in breakers and toroidal isolation on the base. And that has been used, it's been developed by a gentleman named Arthur Kelm, who lives in California and works closely with us. He's also the technical director for Capitol Recording Studios in LA. And this product was designed for the professional recording studio, broadcast studio industry. But it simplifies sort of the more complex installations because the breakers are already built into the into the device.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So this would be used, like I said, in a new build, obviously, or I guess if you wanted to add on and add more power to the home,
or a retrofit, yeah, like a new installation,
a
for
new circuit, yeah, or yeah, new power to the home or dedicated for certain areas. Now, that is this actually like cleaning the power as it comes in, or
what you okay? I just want to make a point. This would not be for the whole house, because if you apply this to the whole house and then run circuits to things like washers, or let's say it's in a residential, mm-hmm. you know, washer, dryer, and so on, you put noise back on the line. This should be dedicated for the AV, components.
Okay. Now, excuse me. Would you say that this panel is actually dedicated, you know, as the AV components, but like someone who has a larger scale system for that, or?
Absolutely. Just, yeah, right. this is for large scale installation. I mean, 100 amps of power, that would, ooh, you know, that could be, you know, the largest system you could put in a home, you know, might be half a dozen or 10 amplifiers, and could be a multi-room system.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like, I could be wrong, all your Taurus power, all of the Taurus power come in either like a kind of like an anodized black or aluminum finish? Face plates?
Okay, going back to the rack mounts. Yeah, we have, that's right, we have a black and silver available. It's 17-inch, and then 17-inch non-rack mountable. The rack mountable are black face plates.
Oh, okay. So they only come that way, which most people, I think, would opt for anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And then, and then we also have, I don't know if your listeners are around the world, but we also make 240-volt versions of all of these products for international use, 50, 60 hertz. Mm-hmm. And what I also mentioned, and quite an interesting feature that we have as well, is that 20 amp and over, all these products can accept 240-volt input and give 120-volt out. So that makes... makes the wiring a little bit easier, and most people prefer to have a 240-volt input. And there's also 208-volt input available.
Interesting. I'm not familiar with the 208 input.
That's more used in some commercial applications.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm familiar with, excuse me, 120, 240, and then 277, but 208, interesting. Now, going back to your wall mount AVR, I guess that would be, or the wall, yeah, basically the AVR wall mounted AVR and AVR 2, right?
Yeah, the wall mounts are available with all the different variations. I mentioned the RM, which was and the AVR and AVR 2. Yes, it's available in all of those. Yes,
and that's more of like either that you didn't have room on the rack, or that something was an afterthought and they wanted to put it in there anyway and put it back on the wall and then power out of that?
Well, sometimes there's just not room on the rack, and it's just better. If there's going to be new wiring put into the room, let's say,
mm-hmm.
this sometimes is just a solution that some integrators may choose to adopt. And these have become extremely popular. So I wouldn't say it's an afterthought, but it would be a choice of a smart system design to consider using these wall mount units.
Okay.
And then you can see on the photos, you can see that there are places where the lines are run, and then, you know, run the Romex through the wall, install the outlets, run them back to this wall mount, and you've got perfectly clean power at your outlets right in the wall.
And it looks like, like you said, so you have, obviously you have you said 240 and things like that for Europe and other places as well. But if I go to your website, looks like you're kind of all over the world. It's like, UK, international, Australia, Japan, here, obviously.
Yeah, our biggest market is the North American market, and the European market is our second market. But our products have been well received in the UK and Australia as well, a little bit in Japan, and actually we have some very happy users in China. So that's a nice thing.
That's always good to have happy users.
And I was in Hong Kong not that long ago and got interviewed by some local magazines and who loved the product. And the other thing I should mention, I'm talking about all the technology here, which for your listeners is certainly important. We've had wonderful reviews of people who've used the product talking about how, it's tightened the bass, for audio applications, how it makes equipment sound better. Tightens the bass, better imaging, more high-end, just a lot of nice features. And then also for video, this is a bit of a surprising thing, but people do talk about the improvement in video, and in more than one case, we've heard people say that it takes a day or two for the video to resolve to a higher level, but they have seen it happen. So I'm not exactly sure the reason why it's not immediately evident, but that's a few people have reported that to us. So there are, specific user benefits that relate to, the pleasure and the quality of the experience of using the equipment.
I wonder what it takes a couple of days. That's
I don't
interesting.
know. Have to.
Ghost in the Matrix.
Something like that.
Really quick before we get back into it. Again, if you're not doing digital signage, you should start doing it, for commercial applications. I mean, there's other places. I mean, I've started doing it in a few hotels, some of the wineries out here. I'm in wine country. And I've talked to a few other people I can't mention. But if you go to hypersign.com, they sell all that digital signage for any of your needs, and for speakers, amps, racks, and all this other stuff we're kind of talking about today. You can go to atlassound.com and check them out. The reviews you're talking about from your customers that give these testimonies to your product working and improving audio, tightening the bass, improving images. Can we find that on your website or?
Yeah. There's a on the website. There's a news section.
Is it for Taurus or for Plectron?
For Taurus.
So everyone who are not sure what the website is, it's TaurusPower.com, which is TaurusPower.com, and you can check that out. Like you said, if you go to the top right, scroll over to news, there's testimonials. I'm gonna just go there
The very
myself and
first
see
one is
some.
really good. We had a factory. Actually, this is a really good one. The very first review on the website was done by a local reporter in Canada here, and he toured our factory, and we allowed him full access for taking pictures. You can see how the toroids are made, and he's one of our biggest fans now.
After using one of the pro or testing the product. And what did you say? He's a local reporter in your area or no?
Yes, he is. David, he's a actually his name is David Susilo, and just reading his bio, he's a THX and ISF certified professional, CEDIA certified instructor, and so on, with a PhD in psychoacoustics. And anyway, he wrote a really nice review of about Taurus, and there's some terrific pictures of the factory as well. So I would definitely recommend reading that article.
Yeah, you got some nice reviews on here. There's even one from Stereophile and a couple other people on there. Pretty cool looking stuff.
One of our models, the RM20, the 20-amp model, one of the early models we introduced a few years ago, has been consistently recommended by Stereophile in their recommended components, including just the last time they released that in October of 2013, and hopefully ongoing as well.
Are there, I mean, short of, calling a dealer and ordering one of your products, do you know of anywhere where people can kind of go and get like a demo of this or any of your products?
The
Or
best way is through a dealer.
just call a dealer?
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming they're listed on your website.
They are on, under the contacts link. It's all there. Dealers,
There you go.
integrators, US sales reps, or you can call the factory directly if you can't, if you don't find somebody you want to deal with, and we'll certainly put you in touch with the right party.
How's your guys' tech support out there?
Terrific. We have one of our in-house customer service guys is the president of the local audio engineering society. So
Very nice.
Ready to answer any ready to answer any questions.
And all of your products are, and correct if I'm wrong, are manufactured by you direct in Canada?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important, and 30 years, we're very fussy quality of the product.
It's nice to be able to control
And
what
we
your
don't
product
like to
does.
get calls. We don't like getting calls from people about problems. So we do everything we can up front to avoid that.
Right. Now, let's say a manufacturer is interested in starting to use your Toro transformers. How would someone, another manufacturer or audio video company, I should say, or audio company in this case, go about contacting Plytron to do so?
Okay, so like an OEM, for
Yeah.
example. Okay, well, if you go onto our website and
Which would be
that'll be
plytron.com.
the PlytronSite.com, and just read through the technical notes. There's actually a form on the website that if you have specifications, you can fill in the form. But most manufacturers have got their own specifications, and I mean, we work from customer requirements. We design. Somebody says they need a transformer that is of a certain power rating, certain voltage, certain size, certain efficiency, certain temperature rise, for example. That's what we need, and then we can issue a design specification and a quote. So just follow through the, just read through the Plytron website. But we don't do it for hobbyists or anything. We're
Right.
strictly, but we do have some standard products. So if people can find something on the Plytron website that suits their needs, we can sell them those transformers. But yeah, so just it's all on the Plytron website.
Serious inquiries only. That for the
Well,
Plytron website, I'm just gonna spell it. It's plytron.com. That's plytron.com.
Well, we love talking to everybody, of course, but
Right, but it makes sense, if you're building Toro transformers for like Macintosh and PASLabs and Krell, I mean, if I'm building amplifiers in my garage, and I guess everyone at one point was building amplifiers in their garage until they got to be Macintosh or whoever, it may not be the right time to go that route yet.
Exactly.
If people want to contact you direct, what is the best way to do it? Just go through the website if they have any
Yeah, well,
questions or.
sure. I can give my email address right here if you would like. I don't
Yeah,
mind.
that'd be great. How would we contact you, Howard?
H Gladstone at Plytron.com.
And if are you on any social accounts? I know your company's starting to announce those here pretty quick. I just want to are you on the Twitter sphere or anything like that?
Not me personally. We have someone else who's taking care of that for us.
And of those accounts, if you want to follow Plytron.com or if you want to follow Plytron on the Twitter sphere, they're at Plytron Power. Taurus Power is at Taurus Power. It's A or at Torus Power and Plytron Power at both of those on Twitter. They have Facebook. Check them out. I think Facebook is just Facebook/pages Taurus-Power. I mentioned the websites. So you have TaurusPower.com and Plytron.com for the manufacturing and then the products themselves. And then as you mentioned it was H Gladstone at for you, I'm sorry, Howard.
Plytron, yeah, Plytron.com.
At
Yes.
Plytron.com.
Yeah.
What shows do you guys typically go to? Do you go to like Xenia? Do you go to Infocom? Did you just go to out into Amsterdam with all the rest of the
I
folks?
did. I did. We I think the main shows we will do, and we've done CDF for the last few years. We're looking forward to that again, and then the ISE show in Amsterdam,
Okay.
which is a terrific show. So those are the main two.
Very cool. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, or
Well, yeah, but maybe I should mention right on our catalog is available for download off the website, and right on the front page of our catalog, we have a little tagline that we use, which is engineered to perform and protect like no other. Maybe that's just the main message that we need to not leave your readers listeners with, but get across.
let's say it one more time. Engineered to
Perform and protect
Perform and
like no
protect
other.
like no other.
Yep.
And obviously you're performing and protecting against large scale systems when you talk about 60 to 100 amps.
Yeah.
That I mean
We also do have the smaller systems that, you know, the 15 and 20 amp
right,
system.
the usual. I mean that's like a you know stand, I would say a standard entry level that someone would put on a rack or something like that.
Exactly.
But like you said, that's I think one thing that really stands that your company out aside from the using Toro transformers and then providing those for high end other audio companies is that you're able to handle such large loads and larger scale.
Exactly. And you know, just another advantage of that approach of using one large scale unit like a 60 amp unit versus three 20 amp units. We have a very good ground system in our units. So you've got a common ground. So if anyone's run into any grounding problems, part of it could be that they've got so many devices with different ground points. So there's advantages, inherent advantage to having a single ground in a system using, you know, if you have a 60 amp requirement rather than three 20 amp units or 100 amp requirement rather than using five different devices, use a single device, gives you some other advantages there.
I'm just trying to take that all in. That's, I mean, I'm just envisioning the large scale systems that, you know, like if you someone's using, you know, 60 to 100 amps and then or even multiple of those. You know, I really get into extreme, you know, cases. In my opinion, I mean, that's not really extreme, but it's very large scale. I mean, and so in
It seems to be a growing segment of the market, at least, you know, in our experience, at least the people that are coming to us for solutions, that's been sort of the sweet spot for us, and that's where we're seeing very strong growth as well. Surprising. It's actually more, you know, if you have a system that has three 20 amp power conditioners, it actually also might save a little bit of cost as well, have one 60 amp unit.
One, yeah, but the Taurus Powerline didn't start with that idea, right? I would guess that it started with the general 15 to 20 amp systems.
No, we right from day one, we didn't have the wall mounts, but we had the rack mounts, but we had
Oh.
100 amp right to the beginning.
Okay.
Those five only 5U height, by the way. They're not, I mean, they're big, but they're not
Not too
crazily
bad.
big.
Yeah. That's about the size of a, you know, decent amplifier or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So right out the gate, you guys were already at 1600 amps.
Correct.
And do you think that that might be part? I mean, aside from the using Toro transformer technology, that might be largely part of the success of Toro's power? Is that being that different? You're offering that solution right in one unit.
I think so. Yeah, I think that uniqueness has helped us to become established in that segment of the market, you know, the higher power end of the market, definitely. Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
One more time. What was your the company's little kind of slogan? Was providing power and protection?
Yeah, engineered to perform and protect like no other.
Engineered to provide or
Perform
perform. Look at me.
and protect like no other.
And protect like no other. Sorry. I am writing that down so that I remember that.
Actually, it's right on, now that I think of it, I had it put right on the website, right on the, you go to the Taurus Power website homepage. You see it there?
Oh yeah, engineered to perform or protect like no other, Taurus Power. That is so interesting. I kind of want to play with one so I can test it out. I see like you know, like I think it's something about just having the different to be able to turn off, you know, the different sections there, you know, the three different sections of the 20 amps and things like
Yeah.
that. Or I guess it would be 60 amps, but 20 each.
20. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and the 100 amp unit would have five outlet, five of those.
Now, I guess last thing really quick about that. For sequencing, is it sequencing by the 20 amp section, or are there like different little power bank outlets that you can be?
Yeah, no, it's not by this. That's a really good question as well. It's not by that. It's by finer gradations than that. Like my
Okay.
of two, there's eight different zones that can be controlled. And the other thing, which I didn't mention, you're asking a very good question, is we have a router, automatic router reboot. So it'll automatically cycle the router a few times if it goes down. So if the internet goes down or anything like that, right? So that's an extra feature.
Okay, and it'll just schedule, or it will just cycle itself.
Yes.
Interesting.
But we have on the on these units up to eight different zones, and they're not specific that you can individually control and sequence. And you
Okay.
can schedule them, like for example, if you want the amplifiers to go off at 2 in the morning and come on at 10 in the morning, whatever you want, you can just schedule them. It'll automatically happen.
Oh, really? So, like, if someone, one of the first jobs I ever did, a gentleman had issues with, which ended up being an unnamed media server that I don't want to talk about, but company, and I would have to drive 2 hours to get to his house, constantly, and after going through programs and stuff to find out what was causing this issue, like, oh, everyone, as simple as something or dumb as I like to joke and tell people. Did you try cycling the power or forcing an unexpected reboot? Silly IT talk and just, turning everything on and sequencing events. And at the time we didn't have, any monitoring or any way to remote sequence or and see, what was down, what was on. So, I had to just go out there and do it myself. But had I been able to, remotely monitor something like that and or sequence that stuff, or in the end, which would have been nice, like you said, just schedule a constant reboot, let's say, I don't know, at 2 in the morning where I know nothing's going to be on, and then sequence certain things. That would save me a lot of time and him probably a lot of money.
Are you on the website, Johnny?
Yes.
Well, click if you go where, under the products link where it says, if you see the AVR2 series, the 1/24th one down,
Yep.
just click on that. Go on to that page.
Okay.
And just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the picture of that's the 20 amp unit.
Okay.
And you can see the four outlet banks, A, B, C, D.
I'm on the. Maybe I clicked on the wrong one. This is the AVR series.
The R2.
Oh. Let me go back one step.
Sure.
I thought I clicked on AVR2. My eyes must be getting bad. I clicked on AVR2, but it took me to AVR series power.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, products page, product, the top link, and then scroll down to 1, 2, 3, 4 AVR2 series.
Yeah, I did that. Let me.
It's taking me to the AVR2 series. It's not taking you there.
No, I'm gonna. I'll just go AVR2 series on a different route. There we go. Let's try this. So AVR. That's weird. And then, no. I'm in a section called AVR series. That's okay. You can describe it to me.
I just the picture shows you the different outlet zones, A, B, C, D,
Okay.
and the R, which is the router reboot zone. And then I'm just reading about the scheduling. It says automatic reboot features restarts routers and modems when internal connection is lost.
Okay.
Scheduling feature allows automatic control on off of any outlet zone according to user-defined schedule. Allow for 1 week repeating schedule with up to six events per day for each zone. Outlets can be sequenced for switch on. Each zone can be operated by the schedule or in real time by the web browser.
Yeah, that would have saved me a lot of time.
Schedule is followed even when the Ethernet connection is lost, as long as system power is maintained.
So is that, I'm assuming that's just stored within the unit then.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, even okay, I wonder how can you have more than one schedule going on inside of this, or is it just, like I set a schedule and that's what it's stuck to, or can I get a couple
Schedule.
of choice?
One schedule.
One schedule.
Yeah.
I don't think
But,
you'd just.
we're talking, you asked me what's the future plans.
Yeah.
So let's say we hear from most integrators or many or a number of integrators that we need multiple schedules. So those are the kinds of enhancements that
Things like that.
we'll yeah. But I mean, the core technology will stay as, as
Right.
we've defined it, but it's
A few additions here and there
these
within scheduling and
features.
such.
Well, that would probably be a major feature, because that would lead, that's a major software rewrite. And probably when we're doing that at some point in the future, there'll be a lot of other things that'll need to be added as well. So I would say that that's the future. I mean, not just for Taurus and Plitron, but I think for almost any device. I mean, there's smart fridges these days, right?
Yeah, I'm
So,
looking at adding some in our showroom just to so I can control it.
long as your fridge isn't sending out spam, like I heard about this one. Anyway, going off topic too far.
That's too far. We can talk about the next show.
And since we're on the AVR2 page, I can see the AVR290, which is a 90 amp unit, weighs 277 pounds, by the way.
That's a big baby.
So that's a big one.
Yeah. Well, that's been very informative, Howard. I appreciate your time. I'm gonna talk to my local rep and see if I can't play with one of your guys's Taurus power conditioners.
Terrific. Yeah, the local rep up in your area is actually, they do a show. What do they call it? CI Dealer Expo or something? It was last fall.
Yeah, my buddy here in town puts that on.
Okay, well, we were in that show, and
Oh.
our local rep firm there is called Redwood Marketing.
Yeah. The my buddy. Well, he used my friend who used to own Redwood now owns what do you call it? I'm on spot now. I'm forgetting everything. I'm trying to have him on the show. Oh well. Yes, they put it on and it's in Berkeley, California, and
Yeah, that's it.
it's
That's
pretty
right.
nice. It's right after CEDIA. If you can't make it, you should check it out in the Bay Area,
Yeah.
and it's pretty cool. I didn't know you guys were there. I'd have to try and make
We
an
would.
extra.
Yeah. And so yeah, if you want to try one, talk to him or talk to us directly, whatever. We can.
Yeah. Oh, his name is Jim Haig. That's who this.
Jim Knight.
Jim Knight. Yeah, Jim Knight and Jim Haig. Jim Knight runs Redwood, and Jim Haig is the other side.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Howard, as you mentioned, if people want to get a hold of you one more time, your email is what now?
hgladstone@plytron.com.
Plytron Power, or at Plytron Power on Twitter. At Taurus Power on Twitter, check out their Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/pages/Taurus-Power, and of course it's Plytron.com or Taurus Power and or TaurusPower.com. And the last message I'd like to leave you with is going to be: Taurus Power, engineered to perform and protect like no other. Howard, thank you very much again for your time, and once you come out with some of those new major additions that we were kind of talking about and seeing if that happens, I'd like to have you back on the show.
That would be delightful.
Thank you everyone for listening. This has been another episode of AV.